This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome everyone to another episode of Lean Local. This is the show on Civic Media here in Green Bay where we lean local. We talk about what's going on locally here, everything from economic development. Of course, we've had many politicians on here, some running for office, some who were successful and others who came in second. We talk about what's going on with the schools and obviously the referendum, but then we have someone coming on, not next week, the week after, that's really going to talk more about where the school district is going here in Greater Green Bay. And those are all important things. And it's fun to talk about these different entities that make our community work. But probably nothing more fun than talking about Discover Green Bay. I mean, you guys got it going on. You got all the, not all the good stuff, but you have the fun part. And what we're doing is today we're going to talk with Nick Meisner. And Nick's been on our program before. Nick Meisner is the vice president of the Discover Green Bay. Discover Green Bay, for those of you who've been around here forever, used to be the Visitor and Convention Bureau, and before that, probably had a different name.
Oh, yeah.
But what Discover Green Bay does, it's, I don't know if I totally agree with Discover, because a lot of us know Green Bay. It's really promoting Green Bay mm-hmm. from so many different levels. Economic development, conventions, you're putting the sizzle on the city.
Yeah, that's what we do is we bring the sizzle. We show what there is to do to visitors and locals alike, really. It's, for me, it's a dream job because I grew up here. So being able to go to work every day and promote a place that I've lived my whole life and love is really awesome.
There's another job like that in the city. It's called mayor.
I'm not interested in politics, though.
But I mean, isn't it fun to go promote something you love?
Oh, yeah. It's the best. I mean, you could go in marketing. You could go and get a job in, healthcare or manufacturing or widgets or whatever, product. But there's really nothing like being able to market a city, especially when you grew up in the city you're promoting.
And I think it's important. Or region, for the whole region. But I think it's important for, people who are listening to us, especially the youth, that find something you really are passionate about, because you're going to do better without even thinking you're doing better. I mean, the best people are like the new community shelter is a homeless shelter here in Green Bay. The 26 people that work there, they're like you. They wouldn't go anywhere else. I mean, I guess if some gazillion dollars came along, but all things being equal, I mean, they've been in other industries, they've been in education, they've been in healthcare, and they just found a niche that they absolutely love, like you.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really good point, Mayor, because, I could definitely go somewhere else and make more money and that sort of thing, but, I've been there, I've done that, I've tried some different things, I've tried some different industries, and I found something that I really love and I care about, and that kind of pays off in a different way of job satisfaction, of feeling like you have a purpose. Like, I go to work and I feel like I make a difference in the lives of the people that that live and work in Brown County. So,
and it's pretty cool when you say to someone, and I'm sure the I can give you the answer if I ask you the question, but it's always like when you go see these counselors or shrinks or whatever, and what keeps you awake at night? What keeps you awake are the opportunities.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm stressed out about this or the wheels are going to fall off this or that. It's like, I just can't wait to go to work and get the next deal going.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I mean, and it's everything from as big as, I'm sure we'll touch on the NFL draft to making sure that one visitor who stops in the visitor center discovers a restaurant that they may have not heard of and they come back for. It's every day there's those little wins that you get, those little things that you provide that, keep you going for sure.
And when it comes to Discover Green Bay, I think I was thinking about you because, today's Sunday, it's the last home game for the Packers. Yeah. And I'm thinking, I wonder if people over at Discover Green Bay are feeling down. But that's not a small part, but that's only a small part of your livelihood are the Packers. We're going to get to the NFL later, but I mean, but there's so many other things you touch.
Yeah, you know, I think people look from the outside at Green Bay and so many times you hear, oh, the smallest market in professional sports. And yeah, that is true. And we don't shy away from that. It's what makes us who we are. But we're also a large enough, vibrant enough, passionate enough community that 6.3 million visitors throughout the year came to visit Green Bay in 2023.
That's incredible.
It's insane. I know. It's and when you get the numbers, we usually get the numbers in like May, June timeframe.
Yeah.
And when you get those numbers every year, you just go, wow. Like,
and I hope we get to the point where it's like, why not? You know what I mean? Like I think sometimes, again, you know, I was in politics 20 years, but I just didn't think Green Bay had the, you know, just the confidence, the swagger that we deserve.
I agree.
I mean, it's a pretty cool community.
It is.
And you could work somewhere else. When I got done with my job, I looked at other communities. And there's good jobs out there in Ohio and D.C. and Nashville. But I don't know, man. I'm with you. I think we got it.
I don't think there's a better place. I mean, you know, just last year that we were ranked the number one place to live. We're still high on that list. There's, you know, there's so many great options. I look at it this way, and I tell people this all the time. Is that I think we're a unique destination for visitors, and this is kind of how we promote it at Discover Green Bay, is, you know, we're a small enough place where people from Chicago and Milwaukee and Madison can come up and kind of get away from the hustle and bustle of a really big city, whereas, like, people from the UP and northern Wisconsin come and we're their retail destination, healthcare destination, we're the city that they're going to.
This is the big city.
Yeah, so we're kind of both.
That's cool, right?
Yeah.
People do go south, so people from, you know, like you said, the UP, they come down here. Yeah, we're talking with Nick Meisner. He is the vice president of Discover Green Bay, and we're kind of talking about what is Discover Green Bay, and a lot of people have discovered it. Over 6 million people a year come and discover it, but it's really the promotional arm, and I mean, no secret, the biggest event you have coming up, which is probably the biggest event you're going to tackle, who knows, but it is the NFL draft. And I want to get to that a little bit later, but I want to talk more about your organization. I mean, I think people who love the community, I guess when there's an opening, you probably get quite a few applications.
Yeah.
I mean, right?
Yeah, we do.
You know?
We do. Which is awesome. I think it's a telltale sign. You know, we did have quite a bit of changeover in 2024. We had some folks retire, and congratulations to them. But that's the other thing. People stay there. I mean, people have worked there for 30 years plus. Yeah. So yeah. And I mean, there's so many different facets of the organization. I think you see a lot of the sizzle. Everyone sees a lot of the sizzle, like you were saying, the promotions and the front stuff we do. But we have a team of people, 14 people who work every day to make this a great place. And I mean, our sales team, we're going to get into some of the stuff that's coming. Our sales team is absolutely amazing, and the work that they do to fill the KI Convention Center, the Resch Expo, all the hotels, and you know, when you see those conferences coming in and the streets filled downtown with people that are walking in and out of the KI Convention Center, you don't think, like, how did we get those events here?
Right.
That's what our sales team does every day.
Yeah, that just doesn't happen, and nothing just happens. I mean, I teach at TC, and I happen to like sales. And there's really not. But I tell students, and you ask any of them, they're going to, you know, Mr. Schmidt says the same thing, but nothing starts without a sale.
100%.
I'm like, these engineers are going to tell you how great the product is, and these finance guys are going to, nothing starts without a sale. And I worked with Beth, one of your salespeople. We went down to Madison trying to recruit some, I think, insurance conventions here. And, like, it's competitive.
It is. Yeah, it is extremely competitive. I mean, you go to these...
I had to throw in tickets to the game to get him here. I'm just kidding. I never did that.
But, you know.
But it is. The guy was super... I mean, the organizations we met with were super welcoming to us. But at the end of the day, they want a good value.
Yeah, they want a value. And they want... You know, what we're seeing now more so is like the... It's a funny term, but this bleisure travel where people are mixing business and leisure travel. So now... conference and events planners are looking for places where they can do more stuff or have more things available for their attendees to do to make their event more attractive. And so when you mix the tourism product for leisure that we have here in Green Bay with the incredible facilities like the Resch Expo, like the KI Convention Center, like all the wonderful hotel conference centers that we have, there's really, like, that's the value that Green Bay is bringing.
And I think when you talk about this bleisure, and I haven't heard that term, but you know, the business and the leisure. Some conventions, little kind of a perk to their employees, or you're allowed to bring your spouse and sometimes your family.
Yeah.
And no one does that better than the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Let me tell you,
Oh my God.
We went to meetings, but they treated those people like royalty. It was police escorts. They went to see some of the greatest homes, the greatest amusement parks, just every, of course, every mayor wants to show off their city to the
right,
degree.
Right, 100%.
But it was, talk about a bleisure event. It was terrific. And I enjoyed the convention more knowing that they were having fun.
Right, exactly. I mean, you see, that's what I love to see when you see the people walking around, you know, the stadium district or downtown or wherever their event is, and they're going into these shops and they're going into these restaurants and they're discovering these experiences that they're going to go back home if they didn't bring their family and say, hey, we got to go to Green Bay.
Right.
Or they'll tell a friend, hey, you got to go to Green Bay. We had a conference there and I wasn't too sure about it, but we had right. this awesome experience.
Yeah. And I think that's really important because they do become your secondary sales force.
Yes, 100%.
And you need that, right? I mean, they need that because you have a budget. I want to talk about all the things that you're doing, and I'm just really so proud of what you're doing, and I think they got the right team over there. How are you funded? Because it costs money to travel. Yeah. It costs money to recruit. It costs money for literature, and I don't know how many ads you do. Are you guys on TV? I don't know.
We do some. Okay. Yeah, we do some. We do some digital advertising, social media.
Okay, right.
Yeah, all that stuff costs money for sure, and we're funded partly by the majority of our funding comes from hotel room tax. You know, that fun little percentage you see after your stay at a hotel. I know you know all the ins and outs of the law, but I won't get into it too much. But
that's
a
big source of your revenue is when someone comes to our city and they check out of a $100 room, 10%, $10 could be a hotel room tax, $8, whatever. It's a percent. And part of that goes to you.
Yeah. So here in Green Bay, actually, the majority of it, or I should say Brown County, excuse me, the majority of it goes to the pay off the bonds at the Rush Expo, the KI Convention Center. And then we get the kind of whatever's left over. I believe it's 2%.
But it's not crumbs.
it's not crumbs.
No, they do a good job. Yeah. And you deserve every percent of that. All right. Hey, we're going to be right back. I want to segue a little bit to events that are going on. And then definitely we want to talk about the NFL draft because it is the first Sunday of the month. And we focus Lean Local on the NFL draft. We're going to be right back. This is Jim Schmidt. We're with special guest Nick Meisner, vice president of the Discover Green Bay. I was going to say the Visitor Convention Bureau. Discover Green Bay.
I know. It's all tough to get used to.
All right. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Jim Schmidt, and as the first Sunday of the month, we focus our energies on the NFL draft and what's all going on in this community. Other Sundays, we talk about politics, education, economic development, other things that make Green Bay the great city that it is. But today, we're focusing really on Discover Green Bay, the NFL draft, and we're here with Nick Meisner, who is the vice president of Discover Green Bay, vice president of marketing. And I just want to give a shout out before we get back to the questions to our sponsor of this program is Nicolet Bank. And, you know, Nicolet Bank, I mean, I know a lot about Nicolet Bank because I worked with them when I was in office, but, 57 branches in Northeast and Central Wisconsin, the UP, just a community-minded bank, and I like to share with our listeners that, that bank, you know, their mission is to serve communities, engage employees, build a strong family within our organization, and have a positive impact on the lives we touch along the way. And they do that. I mean, they're right here. They're downtown or one block from where we're broadcasting. Everything from small business loans. We had Copper State on here. They were financed through Nicolet Bank. We have a lot of great institutions in Discover Green mm-hmm. Bay that you promote. But, you know, many of these are successful. And it's hard to be successful without a bank.
100%.
I've been in that world and didn't always love banks. But, you know, they're a necessary part of your expansion. Yeah. Nothing better when you have them all paid off. But yeah. I mean, it just is, you know, you're rolling over loans and lines of credit and they help you grow.
Yeah. And they've been a great community partner for us too.
Yeah.
I mean, Nicolet Bank is, you know, supporting our local companies that we get to promote, like you mentioned, you know, Copper State, you know, yeah. we don't have some of those cool things that we have in this community without support from organizations like them.
Right. And I kind of came a little bit more out of the manufacturing world and they're very good too. They understand business and, mm-hmm. you know, mortgages are great, and you know, a lot of people do have mortgages, and you got to get a house loan, and Nicolet knows that. But pretty cool when you can sit down with them and say, look, I'm thinking of buying this or expanding this or getting into this market. And they kind of, well, you should do this. You should take a look at this. And they've been great. Love them. So Discover Green Bay is, as we talked about in our first, kind of the sizzle on the steak and promoting everything, and not just the Packers. Like I said, when you know, the last game is played, is there like a pall over your place? And you're saying it's not, man. You got, boom. I mean, you're on to the NFL draft, but even between then, you have other events that you're working on, and you're always out selling too for maybe 26, 27.
Yeah. I mean, I was just looking in January alone. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different events that'll be coming through in January at, you know, Rush Expo, Lambeau Field, Ashwaubenon Bowling Alley, KI Convention Center, even Southwest High School. We're bringing a Green Bay Swim Club Sub-Zero meet in. So, I mean, there's always something going on.
I mean, does this guy get the employee of the month? 9 events in January in Green Bay?
Yeah, that's the sales team, man. That's the sales team. Yeah.
Because, you know, I think it'd probably be a little easier to sell this place in, you know, summer. You know. But I mean, to get 9 separate events. And I think what's important about and your money, as you talked about earlier, a lot of it comes through the hotel and room tax. So mm-hmm. you want people to visit. I mean, pay a sales tax, but you really want people to visit in heads and beds type thing. And, you know, it's amazing how some of these smaller events, bowling, darts, they can bring in some people and spend some money.
Oh, yeah. And I mean, you get into youth sports stuff, those, you know, hockey tournaments, those parents will spend like crazy. And yeah, ultimately, you know, it is about getting people here to stay. But the main goal is to bring up the brand of Green Bay and, you know, let businesses in our area, you know, business owners, small business owners thrive from the visitor economy that happens. I mean, last year or in 2023, are the numbers that we currently have, $798 million were spent by visitors in Green Bay. You know, that's a lot of, that is a lot of livelihoods that are being supported.
And I think people should understand, it's like, well, you know, the Visitor Convention Bureau, you know, or the Discover Green Bay, you know, how important is it? I mean, you just said that. I mean, those, it's not all hotels, it's coffee shops.
Yep.
It's little restaurants.
Yep.
It's gas stations.
It's Bay Beach.
Right.
It's museums. It's, you know, yeah, restaurants, gas stations, all over Brown County that, you know, people are passing through and spending money.
And how cool is it? And I'm sure you probably track this too, that somebody is like, man, I love it here. And to actually come back for another vacation, which I think happens, but to actually come and maybe move here. I mean, that's a long shot, but you never know, right?
Yeah, I mean, we work really closely with the Chamber. You know, they're great partners of ours. And you know, that's part of the reason that we have the Visitor Center is, and we actually have information at the Visitor Center about moving here. And I think the statistic, it's a national statistic, but it's like 90-some% of people who move to a new city visit there as a tourist first.
That makes sense.
It makes total sense. You're not just going to blindly move to a city, but...
Well, like in the old days when I was in the corporate world, it's like, Schmidt, you're going to LA. That's like, I've never been there. Well, you're going to be there. You're going to live there.
Thankfully, I never had to do that.
But it's cool that I think businesses are much more open to listening to great employees. And if they say, look, I was in... you know, whatever, Indianapolis or something, or in Green Bay, and just loved it. And if we expand out there, I want to go.
Yeah.
You know,
100%.
I mean,
yeah.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah. And so. I mean, how many of those visitors are the teachers or the nurses or the doctors or the construction worker or, you know, those key jobs that we need for the infrastructure of our community? You know, those visitors could be that next crop of employees for that.
So we talk sometimes about Green Bay as Packers, mm-hmm. and which is true. I mean, they're a door opener for us, and I know that probably better than anybody, because all over the world, people, you know, I was always like one of the more popular mayors, and it's like the only reason was because of the Packers. Yeah. I wasn't any smarter than these guys, I'll tell you that. But it is such a door opener, but to leverage that. But tell me about, besides the Packers, tell me a little bit about your sales force. I mean, what are they looking for? Do you identify markets? Tell me more about the back room of the organization.
Yeah, for sure. So the sales team is a key part of our organization, and man, they are really, really good at what they do. So we do have it split up into segments. So there's the Smurf market, which is, I always forget the S, but military, education, religious, fraternal, so like those types of groups.
Could the S be sports?
No, because sports is separate. Okay. We have a sports guy, Joel.
Oh yeah, Joel's awesome.
Yeah, he's the best.
I know him.
Yeah, he's great. And he does all of our sports sales. And then we have the group tours, so all the buses that you see come through. That's another part of the sales that we do. So yeah, we do split it up into markets, and each person on the team has their specific markets.
So they know it. They know the competition. They know what they're looking for, and I'm sure they all have different, you know, not pressure points, but hot points. You know, we need more of this than that.
Yeah.
That's cool that you're segmented that way. But the salesperson of the year is the one who landed the NFL draft.
Brad Toll.
And I want to talk about that when we come back. And you put together this whole resource kit for businesses. And I just like the fact that you're all about tourism, but you really like the businesses as well. So we're going to be right back. We're going to talk about the NFL draft. Stick around. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt.
You're an organ donor, right? Well, here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. HeroicDeed.com. City on rock and
roll. From the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt, a weekly program focusing on local issues, prominent local candidates, political experts, and community leaders, helping to build better communities. This is Lean Local. And now, here's your host, former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everyone. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. And as Todd said, we talk about what's going on locally in our community. We talk about education, we talk about politics, economic development. And today we are focusing our energies on the NFL draft. And besides Goodell, who I was going to bring in, I brought in. No, I mean, you know what's going on in the community. Yeah. So I want to stay more local. Yeah. Goodell would be off on talking about other stuff, Kansas City and Detroit. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Green Bay. So Nick Meisner is in. He's the vice president of marketing with Discover Green Bay, who, as we said a couple of times in the last portion, puts the sizzle on the steak. I mean, Green Bay's got good infrastructure. We got water. We got good roads. Good buildings, low crime, but somebody's got to go out and sell that, and especially to tourism. And when you get 6 million people coming through your city,
that's a pretty good sign that they're going to come back, or they're going to tell their friends, especially if they have the great experience. And before we get into the NFL draft, which I want to focus on this next segment, I do want to thank our sponsor, Nicolet Bank. And, you know, Nicolet Bank, you know, again, just founded in 2000, is a community bank. I mean, talk about doing what you say you're going to do. I mean, this is a company that thought Green Bay needed better local service, better local support, build a stronger community, engage employees. And these two guys went out and got investors, local investors, and then started this company. And, you know, they just have, they just do it right. And I think whether you're a bank or you're a restaurant or paper manufacturer, whatever you do, they just have these core values that we can all learn from. I'm a big fan of Nicolet Bank. They do a lot in the community, but, you know, just their core values are to be real, to be responsive, to be personal, to be memorable, and to be entrepreneurial. And, like, that's cool stuff. Yeah. And that's who we are. You look across the street, you know, we're looking at Schreiber. You know, I mean, that started here in Green Bay. You know, $6 billion company. I mean, Al Schneider started with one truck, largest trucking company in the free world. And, you know, there's just a lot of cool things that can happen here. But you need a good bank. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. And a good bank is going to, I mean, they're going to be with you in good times, but they're going to be with you in tough times, too.
I'm surprised to hear that they started in 2000. Feels like they've been a part of this community forever.
Yeah. No, I was an initial investor. Yeah. They're, yeah. But then I got some, not, then they were building a new building.
Yeah.
And then the media was like, oh, the mayor's an investor. So I had to sell my stock, which I wish I'd done. But yeah, that's all right.
That's okay. They're great. They're a great bank. They've worked with us on things.
Their investors are rich. I'm not. But they have done very, very well. Hey, so I want to thank Nicolet again. But Nick, we're going to talk a little bit more about, you talked about all these events, 9 events just in January, which is a tough month to get people to come to Green Bay. I mean, let's admit it. And you've got these 9 events from bowling to swimming. And then we also are talking about 6 million people throughout the year. But with all the things that you've done, Brad's done, Visitor and Convention Bureau, you know, now it's called Discover Green Bay, this NFL draft is like awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. I kind of have to, you know, pinch myself sometimes. There's a lot of work, a lot of stress, a lot of moving parts with it, but it's a privilege to get to work on it. And, you know, I'm just thankful for the team, and that includes a lot of local partners, donors. You know, the Green Bay Packers obviously have taken a lead role. PMI has done an amazing job in partnering and offering their space and buildings for use for the draft. I mean, this was something that it wasn't just Discover Green Bay. It was a whole community that
and the
came
municipality
together.
Stepped up
100%. The village of Ashwaubenon, the city of Green Bay,
right,
specifically those two that are going to be most impacted by the draft. They've been incredible to work with, you know, and getting the NFL the information they need. I mean, when you look at it and you realize that, you know, the county, Brown County, the Ashwaubenon Public Safety, Green Bay Police Department, they all have to come together and work on this thing together. And the cooperation and coordination that they're all doing is, I mean, it's just a pleasure to get to see our community come together like that.
And that's great. Although they all have one goal in mind, you know, and that's a successful NFL draft. I mean, you're on the world stage for 4 days. Yep. You don't want to, because I can tell you, they don't always get along.
I'm sure that's the case, but they are working well together.
I know they are. I hear that all the time. Everybody I talk to, they're like, because I told them, you know, we're going to have, you know, you or Brad on to talk about every Sunday we dedicate, the first Sunday of every month we dedicate to the NFL draft. And people are like, I got to tune in for that. And I want to give you a compliment, and then I want to get into the nuts and bolts of it. But you want people to make money during this week. I mean, you want people to have a good time.
Yep.
Which I get that. And you want, you're on the world stage. You want to promote the community and UWGB and NWTC and all those great things that we have going on here. But you want people to make money. And you put together, and I heard this was you, I thought it was someone else, this business resource kit.
Yeah.
That says a lot about you. That, I mean, I'm sure the community is going to make money through sales tax and room tax, but there's other businesses. And so tell me the impetus of this, how you got it started, and tell let's I'm gonna go through a little of this with you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the start of it was it started with the trip to Detroit and seeing what was going on during the draft there, and you know, talking with my colleagues there and what they wish they would have done, what they felt like they could have done better, what they did great. And, you know, out of that conversation, I said, hey, we need to provide a resource so our businesses understand what they can and can't do and how to best take advantage of this. You know, because there's a lot of different portions of it and we can get into it. But the number one thing is I don't want people to misuse the opportunity and end up costing, you know, because there is so much on the, you know, with branding and all of that. How can they plug into it while still following the rules of, you know, the of what they can and can't say around the NFL draft?
Because I did have some people come up to me, you know, I'm here, I got this guy, I'm gonna put together this NFL draft hat. It's like, no, you're not.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's what the whole purpose.
No, I like it. You spell it out.
Yeah.
I mean, you spell it out, but I think you start off with, you know, the sizzle that, you know, I mean, Thursday, April 24th, that's like freaking awesome, right? That is the day that the draft starts. Although you talk about there's bookends on both sides. We can make a little bit of money on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and then they can enjoy the, and the draft's in the evening, right?
Yeah. Yep. So the draft campus opens at noon. And basically it's like a festival of football inside the campus. It's like a state fair of football that people can enjoy. And that opens at noon and runs until the last pick of that day. So on Thursday, it opens at noon, and then the broadcast and the draft starts at 7 and goes till the last pick. On day 2, campus opens at noon, and then the picks start at 6, and the whole thing is open until the last pick of that round. Day 3 on Saturday is definitely more of a family day. A lot more bells and whistles going on because, you know, it is more of the unknown players per se in the later rounds. But that opens at 9 a.m. and closes at 6 or whenever the last pick of the draft is announced. Mr. Irrelevant.
What do you mean? It was 7th round? Come on. Those guys are still paid pretty well.
Tom Brady was in the 6th round, right?
No, I mean, driver or something. Stick around. That 7th round on Saturday could be a lot of fun. It's something that I tell people and they're like, I don't believe you. I'm going to go confirm this somewhere else. It's free.
It's free.
And I think the NFL doesn't have a reputation of being free.
No. They do not. Yeah.
You think sometimes they charge for the air to breathe if they could. But it just, everything is... And tickets are not cheap anymore, right? I mean, when I was younger.
Yeah.
But this is free.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's been really fun working with the NFL folks. They're just so passionate about this event. And it's really a community effort for them. They also are, you know, they're working directly with us to make sure that this draft is the Green Bay experience.
Right.
It's a totally free event. Of course, you know, there are various hospitality things that you can purchase, but just general admission to the event is free. And, you know, I think that just shows how much this is Commissioner Goodell's favorite event, like even more so than the
Super
Bowl.
Even though he gets booed?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. But they've told us over and over.
This is his thing. Give him a lot of credit for moving this out of New York, and it's been extremely successful. And it shows the NFL is interested in community. I just, I would agree that I can see why this is one of his favorite events.
And they're focused on bringing it to places that can't host a Super Bowl necessarily. Right. You know, it's going to Pittsburgh next year. Yeah. You know, after us, and then, you know, who knows after that, we'll see what the selection process looks like.
A few people would like it.
I think so. Yeah. Every year that we've gone, they have like all the bidding cities on on tours.
And I think some people, when they watch it at home, you know, they see Goodell come out, you know, and then they announce it. But talk a little bit more about that campus. Cause this is akin to a Super Bowl, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've been down to a couple Super Bowls and that's amazing what they showcase there. And they even get some players who I'm sure they're going to bring some players in for this. I don't know that.
100%.
But, all right. The music is unbelievable.
Yep.
You can run, do all these like NFL things.
Yeah. I've never been to a Super Bowl, so I can't compare it. But it is really cool. I mean, they have displays from every single team, what the lockers look like at every single team. They have like every single Lombardi trophy, every single Super Bowl ring. They have photo opportunities. They have player appearances. They have punt, pass, and kick challenges.
Right.
All of this stuff. And like I said, it's just like a state fair of football, and you can just walk in for free.
Yeah. And
there are some people, I mean, it, like you said, it's got everything from the history to what's going on currently. And it's fun to look at the just the bling over the years. You know, I mean, when the Packers won, their ring was like that one little diamond.
Yeah.
And then when New England started winning, those things turned into bracelets.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's just cool to see that progression of the NFL. And, of course, there's a lot more money in the NFL now, too.
Oh, yeah, 100%. It is really cool to see it. And then, you know, really getting to engage with the legends and players of the game.
Yeah.
You know, they'll be on hand at various events. And, you know, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't say to download the OnePass app to learn all of that.
Talk about that, because I was just going to get – there's a couple things that you can download. The other thing, talk about the OnePass, because that just gets you in.
Yeah. So the OnePass app is basically your ticket, but it also is – your schedule and everything that goes on with the draft. So, like, let's just say there is a Jordan Love player appearance at this specific exhibit in the draft experience. You can actually go in and add that to your schedule, and then you can get alerted to when you need to, like, get there and things like that. It also has all the event maps. It'll have all the shuttle routes. It'll have all of the parking options. It's really the place you go.
Wow. Your personalized agenda itinerary is on there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Now that's cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool feature that you can sign up to get push alerts. So if something like is happening that maybe you didn't sign up for, or you didn't know about, it'll pop up on your phone and say, "Hey, this is happening in 15 minutes."
So the OnePass, tell me, we just go to your website and download it?
Yeah, so there is a link to download it on our website. Otherwise, if you go to the App Store or Google Play Store on your mobile device and search NFL OnePass, you can go ahead and download it there.
I want to talk a little bit more about this pamphlet in particular, but I also if you want to volunteer, is this you?
Yep.
Okay, tell me about this, because a friend of mine who listens to our show from Sheboygan called me and said, "Hey, get me a good gig volunteering." I'm like, "Well, I got the main man coming in tomorrow." So, but how do you go about this?
Okay, so the NFL doesn't do volunteers. There's going to be probably plenty of volunteer opportunities at other organizations that are planning things around the draft, but the NFL does not do volunteers. They have what they call teammates. So this form is basically, this form is basically twofold. First of all, when the teammates process to work for the NFL for the draft gets opened up, we will email the people on this list to let them know who've completed this form.
Okay, they can complete the form right now.
They can complete the form right now.
All right.
And also, we're using it as a database for those outside organizations that if you want to volunteer, like Discover Green Bay is going to have volunteer opportunities at the Mobile Visitor Center, et cetera. So there is volunteer opportunities included, but not directly with the NFL. Okay. The NFL does a teammates program and they pay $18 an hour.
All right. That's okay too.
Yeah.
But I think I just don't want people to shoulda, coulda, woulda. I think now's the time to get engaged. I mean, a lot of focus on the Super Bowl, but, you know, between now and then, and I want to get back to what businesses should start doing right now, because you got to plan this thing if you're going to really capitalize on it, from everything from the one pass to volunteering or getting some part-time work. All right, we're talk a little bit more about the NFL draft. This is exciting stuff. I'm so glad you're here. We're here with Nick Meisner, Vice President of Marketing for the Discover Green Bay organization, and we're going to be right back. This is Jim Schmidt with Lean Local.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Wrapping it up here on Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. Today we focused our energies and topic on really the NFL draft, more specifically, just the opportunities that we have as consumers,
business people, residents, the experience, not just the draft that we can go and take our families to and enjoy, but the economic impact of the draft. I mean, you're going to have, what's the number, Nick?
250 to 300,000.
Okay. So a couple bucks a person, you'd be in good shape.
Yeah, you know? Pretty much. Yeah.
But there's so many things that can happen. And I just want to thank our sponsor again, Nicolet Bank. And I just love these guys. Good banks make great communities. And again, Nicolet Bank, who has 57 branches right now in Northeast Wisconsin, Central Wisconsin, of course, the UP and Northern Michigan, getting into Eastern Minnesota a little bit, I think. And of course, they have their single branch down in Naples, Florida, where they have to have
gotta have one in Naples.
Winter meetings. Yeah. A lot of companies here have branches in Naples. But what they do is, and I've been to some of their shareholders meetings, and I mean, their focus is the community. Mm-hmm. It is, from mortgages to small businesses to charitable things. I mean, they help us out at the new community shelter. I know they've been a big part of getting Discover Green Bay in that new building.
Yeah, and they did a lot for us. They're a great company.
Sponsored the Resch Center, you know, internally there. So just there's a lot of good companies in Green Bay, and we appreciate all of them. But I think Nicolet's a real leader, and I appreciate that. So, Nick, we got the NFL draft coming up, and it's going to be here before we know it. And you want businesses to take advantage of this. This is a real opportunity. Yeah. $250,000, that's what? The equivalent of what? Eight times three to four games. I mean, you know, that's just a lot of people here.
Yeah.
And these businesses, what? Tell me how they can get this document that you put together. It talks about kind of the do's and don'ts, but more of the do's.
Yeah, 100%. We try to focus on the positive for it. There's definitely a few things you have to spell out explicitly and say, you cannot use the NFL shield. You cannot use, you know, these things. But yeah, there's a lot of content in there. But first, that bumper music, the Suits intro, is awesome. That's so cool. I love that show.
Okay, cool. So do I, man. Yeah.
But the business resource guide, speaking of lawyers, is, you know, kind of hopes to avoid any of those calls that you might get for copyright infringement and things like that. That's kind of where it starts, in the do's and don'ts section. Then it also goes into some more of like the what you can actually do to promote. And I do want to note one really important thing that is spelled out in there, but also I want, you know, business owners and listeners to really understand this. Discover Green Bay and our website and what we're doing in relationship with the draft, we cannot post or promote things that are happening during the exact time that the NFL draft is open. So on that first page is when the draft opens and when it closes and when the picks start and all that. I really hope that business owners are conscious of that, because, you know, the NFL is going to do everything they can to get everyone at that event during those times. So I really encourage people to look at those shoulder times, you know, Wednesday, you know, in the morning on Thursday, in the morning on Friday, in the evening on Saturday, even, you know, the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday leading up, there's going to be people here, you know, for that entire block of time. So those, the dates and times of when you're trying to get people into your business or to your certain event, you know, that's all in there.
So I have another radio show, Mine Own the Mayor. Mm-hmm. It's from 6 to 9 a.m. So I could have breakfast with Mine Own the Mayor.
You could do that. Yep. Okay. You are good to go.
And maybe we can have something from every 32 teams. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah,
there's a favorite
thing
of every, right? I have cheese curds for us, of course, yeah. But there's, you know, get Tootsie Rolls or something from Chicago or Wrigley's, whatever they have down there. Yeah. Pizza, I should say. It's the deep. Okay.
Bagels from New York.
That's right. Yeah. Well, actually, you know, when I was in office, I used to bet a lot.
The mayor's bets.
Right.
Yeah.
And and I was one of those guys that we put up our best stuff, right? We put up the best steaks we had, the best beer, the best wine. Mm-hmm. And even when we lost, I'd still send it just to, you know.
Yeah.
The Giants beat us, and Bloomberg sent this New York cheesecake. It was that thing was heavy. I mean, I almost had a forklift to bring it in. That thing was huge, and it was great. We had it at the city council meeting.
Crazy. That's awesome.
There's a lot of good stuff we got. San Francisco Daily sent us so much stuff when we beat the Bears, which was, that tasted so good. a lot of stuff. But, okay, so tell me a little bit more about the small businesses. Let's be careful with what you can do but they can do stuff on their own.
100%. I mean, you know, football themed stuff. You see it a ton around the Super Bowl, right? When brands are doing promotions around, you know, that big event, you hear Super Sunday, you hear, you know, the big game, you hear all these different ways. You know, look for that and be creative. Do football themed activities or promotions and things like that. There's also going to be a lot of resources for social media in there. So
I saw that.
Lots of stuff, lots of ideas of what to post, how to post, where to post, and things that you can do. There's also promotion resources where it shows you what on Discover Green Bay you can leverage, because the OnePass app will communicate with Discover Green Bay's website. So how to be listed on our website.
So if I have something going on at my business here, this is the Breakfast with Mine and the Mayor. You will put that on. Will you put that on your landing page, or can I get on with you?
Yes.
If
it's not,
I understand it's outside those hours.
Yep.
I get that. I'm not going to do the 12 to 10 or whatever that is.
Right. So 100%. So we're kind of in phase one of greenbay.com/draft25. We're building out the second phase where we will have a draft events tab on the homepage. And yes, you can submit those to us. And if they're not in those times, we can post them.
All right. Tell the listeners where to go. I mean, this has been a great discussion, but I don't want to give out your home phone.
So. That's okay. It's out there, I'm sure. you can go to greenbay.com/draft25. When you're on there, you'll see a bunch of different things. There's a tile on the very top of the page that says Business Resource Kit. We have a web version of it, or you can download the print version that you have right here as well. For any other community resources out there, we did leave a blank page where you can fill in your information about how you can help businesses with the NFL draft.
Cool.
So there is a little bit of customization on it. So we did send it out to other places around Wisconsin that can fill that out as well. So greenbay.com/draft25 is where you're going to find all of the event info, all of the resources, all the information.
And good information that's accurate, and you keep updating that.
Every day.
Yeah, we're lucky to have you, Nick. I mean, this is great. So again, Discover Green Bay, thanks for, I want to thank the NFL, a lot of people, but I mean, to make it happen is where you come in. So Vice President of Marketing for Discover Green Bay, Nick Meisner, thanks for being here. This is Lean Local with Jim Schmidt. We will see you next Sunday.
Thanks, Bob.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.